This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Okay, TJ, repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my wedding. It's not my wedding. Come on, say it.
It's not my wedding.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm very proud of you. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. There is a wedding coming up in the very near future. What, next week?
Next week. My daughter.
Your daughter.
And I'm kind of in charge of everything. So, legit.
And now, hold on, let me stop you there. Just so people understand the context here, your daughter does not live here.
Right.
The wedding is happening here.
Yes.
She's in Boston. The in-laws are in Minnesota?
No.
Where are they?
South Dakota.
No, same thing.
Don't say they're from North Dakota either. I keep doing that. And they're like, South Dakota is totally different.
So you're planning the wedding here because everything is happening here.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And so I, you know, want to make sure. I mean, she's my oldest. This is my first wedding for a child, and I'm just excited about it. And she's excited. I just want it to be perfect for her.
What prompted Steve to say, TJ, it's not your wedding?
Listen, because she spent so much money on this photographer, and she wants me to be such a big part of her day, which I love her for that.
Yeah.
She wants me to walk her down the aisle. So I'm going to be in all those pictures. She wants, you know, her father is deceased, so she wants a mother-daughter dance as the first dance, which means I got to look okay for pictures. So I'm freaking out because I'm like, ugh, I don't want to ruin her pictures by not looking my best.
Right.
And so I've tried to explain this to Steve. And I'm like, so I have a nail appointment and then I have dermaplaning with a hydrofacial and then the spray tan. And he was like, what? This isn't your wedding. He goes, you're not the bride. I go, I know, but I'm going to be in a lot of pictures.
You're going to be in pretty much 90% of the pictures, it sounds like.
But am I going too far?
I don't think so. And I also don't think you're over-involved. Like, if you were mom and all the families were here, yeah. I'd be like, TJ, why are you so deep into that? Like, you know, let her plan her wedding. It's her wedding.
I haven't even heard from the other family. Nobody's even been like, do you need any help? Anything like it's on me.
This is exactly. And it is on you because it's different circumstances. You know, everybody's coming in from out of town. Literally everybody.
Yeah. Yesterday, I learned one of the groomsmen accidentally bought an airline ticket to Rochester, Minnesota. And I was like, I called my soon to be son-in-law and I said, can you please check with your family that everyone has bought one for Rochester, New York, and not Rochester, Minnesota. And he was like, well, I better.
That's a text message you don't want to get fried. Well, would they even have time to get here? I don't even know if they'd have time to get here if they ended up in Minnesota on a Friday and the wedding is the next day.
All I know is we can control what we can control, right? And that is...
Oh my God. Once Saturday gets here, once it's showtime and you're ready to go, I used to videotape weddings. I did it for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I would say to the bride and groom, I would always be at the rehearsal. I would always say, no matter what happens, if it rains, if the limo breaks down, if somebody gets grumpy and they end up walking out, once this wedding starts, well, trust me, 15, 20 years, and anybody who works in the wedding industry, I promise, has tons of stories. Once the day starts, just roll with the punches. There's nothing, if the flowers don't show up, guess what? You can't do anything about it that day. Don't let it ruin your day.
There's no flower. I am the flowers.
You are the, oh my God. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. The big family wedding is coming up. TJ's daughter's getting married in a week.
I know. Folks are probably so sick of hearing about it. Don't worry. It's almost here. It's next Saturday.
Steve mentioned in a conversation when TJ was running down all the stuff that you have to do to get ready. You know this isn't your wedding, right?
Like, you're not the bride.
And
it's okay for Morgan to do all this.
But right.
Yeah.
I thought when you told me that he was talking about all the wedding plans in general, he was talking about your plans for
all my pampering.
Yes. And people on the text line are chiming in 252-9233. This one says, you're going too far. Let's just be natural and use makeup and skip all the derma stuff.
The derma. Do you know what a derma?
I know it's like a service you get at
for your face.
Yeah. Okay. And it's sort the of derma like getting plating, rid of dead skin, right?
No, it's like getting rid of your peach fuzz. It's a good shave.
Oh, it's Billy. A big. Okay.
We can't call it a razor? Shave. It's a razor. Yeah. It's something sharp that takes the peach fuzz. Okay. I'm getting a nice shave, right. But we women don't want to call it a shave, like our face shave.
That is funny.
So it's dermaplaning.
What time is it? My wife's at work. She does the stuff on the lip.
She's going to kill you.
No, she's fine.
Is it bleach
Every
or wax?
Woman does it. I don't know.
I don't ask.
I don't want to know. She puts it on. It's there for a couple minutes, and then she washes it off.
And then there's the hair's gone?
And then it's all gone.
Okay. So that's what she's doing.
That's what she's doing. See, every woman does it. And my wife is not a...
I love how you just don't even want to know.
She's not a girly girl, like, I'm going to wear a dress every day.
Right.
She's kind of tomboyish,
she's
works out a lot.
She's not high maintenance at
no,
all.
No, not at all. In fact, her birthday is next week, and I'm like talking to my daughter. I was like, what do we get her? I don't know. She never asks for anything. She never wants for anything.
Mm.
So I don't know what I'm going to do for the birthday.
Get her a nice hydrafacial. See, maybe she would like this
stuff. Honestly, now that you mention it, you may have just solved my problem here. Don't shove metal into electronic devices. Are you that dumb? It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WB. I can't believe we even have to have this conversation.
I can't believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We ever have to have trending TikTok video conversations.
I got an email from my kid's school. Apparently this is happening all over the place. So Livonia Schools, dear families, we'd like to make you aware of a dangerous social media challenge that has made its way into our school community. This trend involves students intentionally tampering with electronic devices such as Chromebooks to produce sparks or smoke. Unfortunately, we've had incidents of this happening here in Livonia. Now, the city school district, they had to call the fire department in because some genius shoved a paperclip or something into their Chromebook, caught it on fire, and it filled the place with smoke.
Oh, dear Lord.
And those lithium batteries can be dangerous. And apparently, this is one of those dumb things that's going around on the internets, and kids are trying to make their Chromebooks spark.
And, you know, as a parent, you just kind of... You want to know that your kid, you've raised an intelligent kid. So I know when I went to talk to Liam about this and I was like, hey, and you know, he never looks at me. He's got his face in his phone. And I was like, have you seen, I'm sure you have, the new trend of people catching their Chromebooks on fire. And he was like, yeah. And I go, what do you think about that? And he was like, I think it's pretty stupid. And I go, okay, so you know better than that, right? I go, I don't know if it's for attention or what, but if you need attention, come talk to me. We'll do something better.
Right. Better than that.
Stupid than that. And he was like, no, mom, I know better than to stick something into a plugged in device.
I think a lot of kids who do this stuff do it for the, like you said, the attention,
right?
But they videotape it and then they post it on Instagram.
Correct.
Or over on the TikTok or
right.
Wherever they're hanging out this week.
They're trying to get likes and trying to trend because that's how the new generation is going to operate, because they're already operating that way. They gauge social media as much as they do their own person.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does. And any attention is good attention.
So I don't know. Just, I guess, mention it to your kids. I'm sure they're going to say the same thing my kid said, which is why? Because that's stupid.
I'm sure this is Tide Pods all over again.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully it's not going to happen to the point where schools are burning down.
Right.
So... yeah, have the paperclip talk with your kids. There is a major album that was released today that is our top story in country music news today. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ and Billy, Hope is on vacation. Morgan Wallen just dropped his new album, I'm the Problem, released today. It has 37 songs on it.
That seems like a lot for an album. How much is your standard normal album?
Like 11 or 12.
That's what I thought. Maybe 15.
His last album, and maybe the one before that, have all been like in the 30 range. So he just writes and records a lot. And
so back in the day, it would have been considered a double disc.
Yes.
A box set.
Well, Eric Church just released his album, and I think there was only 7 or 8 songs on that.
Okay.
And that's, you know, 2, 3, 4 years between.
Right.
So, yes, Morgan Wallen, let's just say, is very prolific these days. It includes a bunch of collaborations on there, including, ironically, Eric Church, pop star Tate McRae, Hardy, and Ernest. Blake Shelton stopped by The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Those two are clearly bros.
Yeah.
Because they just bust each other's chops the entire time he's on the air. So Jimmy welcomed him to the show and immediately started roasting Blake's new album cover. He said the moody photo made Blake look like somebody that would start a fight. And then he compared it to something you'd find on the wall of a small town bar's do not serve list. Jimmy made fun of the title, for recreational use only. Blake took it all in stride. He even admitted that naming albums isn't anything that he likes to do. He just wants it to be memorable. Eventually, though, Blake was like, would you like to ask me some real questions, man?
Right. And this are you went done on, making fun of me?
Oh, my God. The mocking went on for like 6 minutes before right. He actually asked him a real question. Speaking of Blake, I love the concept for this new show. So, Blake, remember, he was on The Voice for years.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I need to slow down, man. Need to spend more time at home and spend more time with her. Well, he's got a new TV show. It's Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, and they just added Gretchen Wilson to the lineup. It's a singing competition called The Road. It's going to be on CBS, and it's going to follow aspiring musicians as they tour with a headlining superstar, Keith Urban, and it's going to be sort of a documentary format.
Huh.
And the contest part is the behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, how you tour, what you do while you're on the road. But the competition is going to feature emerging artists who compete to open the next show.
I would watch that. That's like that one step more interesting
yes.
than just chairs turning and people singing.
And if you win that night, you get to open a show and be on stage in front of Keith and maybe Blake in front of like 17, 20,000
people. I think people would want to see behind the curtain.
I do
backstage.
Too.
Backstage. So there's a lot of folks that maybe you don't even care about the singing. You just want to see what goes on. So I love that idea.
So it's coming to CBS. I don't have a start date for it. I'm guessing probably in the fall sometime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.